official.
Shut up.
So you have to turn around. February board meeting.
I already did that.
You did that?
You were busy.
Where was
talking.
I?
Yeah, I know you were busy listening to somebody else.
Right. You know, that sounds like me.
Okay. Since I don't have my glasses,
we're going to budget an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to budget an extra 20
minutes. I'm doing a great start. I've been like four in a row.
We're starting to lose the discipline here.
Right. You're in control already.
Okay, you have the agenda. Have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second. Right. Okay, 50 seconds. Okay. Public comments? Anybody have anything to say to us before the beginning of the meeting? If you have something you would like to address us about, then now's the time to do it.
I can just say the reason I'm here.
Good.
My name's Tony. We bought up here in October. Happy to be here. I've met Bud quite a few times. Seems like he's always here.
Did you feed him? Because that can be sometimes.
Yeah, I fed him on New Year's.
Right.
Yeah. I've been in the fire service since 1995. Coming up here, seeing kind of my old roots, I grew up volunteer style. I worked in Black Canyon City for about 7 years back in the day, back in the mid-90s when it was real small. And so, you know, looking up here and seeing kind of a little urban interface setting, and then obviously big time forest.
Right.
And the needs of the area, and just, you know, what I can bring to the table. I heard that there was board position open, a couple of them, I believe. So I was like, what a great way to be able to give back. So
Right.
So anyway, I'd like to put my name in the hat for one of those positions. If it works out, that would be wonderful. But that's kind of why I'm here today. So
what's your last name, Tony?
L-E-G-A-M-A-R-O.
Thank you.
And then as far as anything else, training-wise, I know Josh works at a neighboring fire department to me down in the valley. He lives on Morningstar. He's full-time up here now. So, you know,
he contacted me as well.
He did.
Yeah.
I think he's been talking to you too now. So I think Josh is going to go more the helping out training-wise and other stuff, and maybe not necessarily the board, because he's a creditor for one of the unions and stuff. So, and again, if there's anything I can help you guys with, I'm a hazmat technician. I work, I'm a captain, work on a very busy fire truck in the valley.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know everything.
Right.
But
my guess is you know more than we do, so good.
So that's me, and I'm just happy to be here. So thanks for your time.
Okay, Tony,
thanks.
Breaking the cardinal rule here, you know, interaction with the public comments.
Right.
It's just to keep the... All right, anybody else?
Now you're speaking, yeah.
Okay, we just discussed some things in the executive session. We're going to be recruiting for board members and Walker Day. We need to have some things. We'll talk about Walker Day later. It's the Walker Day report.
Okay.
And for the secretary's report, I think, is the next thing on here.
Yep, it's been posted, distributed. It was a typo. It was corrected. Reposted up to the website.
Okay. Have a motion?
Motion to accept the president's report.
Oh, wait. Secretary's report and dispense with the...
reading of the minutes.
I am
out of sync. Teach me for missing four in a row.
Any discussion about the secretary's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Treasurer's report.
The balance sheet at the end of January showed total assets of $263,000. Here again, it's like the proverbial broken record. And the checking account is in need of some state reimbursement funds. And so the checking account for the end of January did not reflect the big check that Adam had received. That's going to show up in February. So the total assets are a little bit low until that checking account gets boosted after the state reimbursement.
It's not actually low. The money's there now. It's just not reported in January.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. On the income statement, the total income for the month of January was $6,660, and the total expenses $30,967. Once again, it's because of the imbalance between the amount that we have disbursed for labor that we have not been reimbursed by the state. I'm really, really hopeful and cautiously optimistic that by the end of February, all of that is going to be resolved, that we will have received all of the state reimbursement money and all the disbursements have been made for the firefighters that were involved in the Goodwin Fire and other fires around the country. Year to date, the total income is $100,359 versus a budget of $70,126. The total expenses year to date, $125,903 versus a budget of $84,610. Once again, like the broken record, it's the imbalance between reimbursement and the amount of payroll expense that we've had. I know that it's confusing. I got an email from Johnny saying, wow, the numbers are just really, you know, all over the place. In my 4 years here, this is the first time that we've had this serious an imbalance, and most of it, obviously, because of the severe fire season that we had this fiscal year. So hopefully we'll get it all squared away, straightened out by the end of February. And at the same time, I will be then able to put together a rough draft of the new budget that I had committed to.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
My guess is once all the state funding, all those things are in fact paid for, we'll be in the black again. We'll actually be ahead of the game this year, like normal.
Yes.
Seems like every year we're 5,000, we take in 5,000 more than we need, you know.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just very, very difficult right now to pin it down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would hope that by the end of February, once all these accounts get
washed, so
washed out,
yeah,
now, that it will be back in normal days.
Right.
But you also have an envelope full of deposits, I think, to make now that you got this morning.
I do, yes.
And that was, I think those are unexpected, I think, too, at this time.
Yes.
Because those usually come at the end of the calendar year, not so much in February. They come in January.
Sure.
People mail them in the last of December.
Did we send our newsletter out a little later this year than normal?
I think it was
about a couple weeks later.
Maybe.
That might have pushed things off a little bit.
Okay.
Right.
The contributions year-to-date are, we had budgeted $44,000 year-to-date, and we're currently at $43,400.
Mm-hmm.
So our contributions, you know, are almost dollar on.
Right.
Timing, obviously, is an issue, but helping on the income side, certainly, the merchandise sales have added several thousand dollars. And then the pancake breakfast were like $1,500,
$1,600
greater than what we had seen in
people,
prior years.
People
were
very generous.
Even Walker Day was a smash.
Yeah,
it
was
what
huge.
It had been.
Yeah.
So if we can wash the state reimbursement versus the labor expenses, I think we'll be back at in the black.
Right.
We also had the additional expense to the shed out here, which was, I think, about $2,600, $2,700. But, you know, overall, we're not far off of budget.
Mm-hmm. And I think our expenses for the fire was negligible, right? What we actually paid as a result of the fire?
I'm not following the fire.
Just like extra things that we had to have on hand, support, things like that for this, the fire that was close by. Was that the Goodwin or not?
It was a good fire that was here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that we spent any money. We got
Oh, no. I bought a whole bunch of sandwiches.
Vehicle. Yeah. I think it was a small amount of vehicle expense related.
Right. The end, there was a repair.
A repair. Yeah.
Right. Right. In terms of direct fire.
And the toilets. And the
right.
toilets. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So is there any way to compensate or for going forward to make adjustments as a slush fund or something, as a journal entry or?
Yeah, we have $150,000 in the bank.
So it's nothing. We have money.
Yeah.
So just an imbalance is just part of the.
Yeah, we could you know, we could try and do something guesstimating. This is, like I say, the first time in the 4 years that I've been treasurer that we've had this. I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of work for something that's probably going to resolve in the
next
3 years.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
And Adam, yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, we if we need to spend money that's not budgeted in the budget. The budget is kind of a guideline. We can always make adjustments to the budget during mid-year.
Absolutely.
And Adam, we've done that several times over the years. So, all right, have a motion to accept the treasurer's
report. I'd like to make a motion. Treasurer's report.
Second. Gary Pearcey, second. Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passed. Carries. Fire chief's report.
Calls. Three calls, one medical, one vehicle accident, one smoke investigation. Training, wildland urban interface refresher, and FPVA obstacle course training. Fleet, 10-81, next up for servicing. Facilities, no report, personnel, all three full-time resident recruits are signed up to the Wildfire Academy. Communications, we received estimated maintenance costs for the new system at PRCC. So this is not the implementation cost, this is ongoing maintenance. So we're going to get billed for $1,366 the first half of this year, $2,406.89 the second half of the year. And in the first half of 2019, $1,022.27. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, it says no report. Actually, the report is for the first time in the history of the organization. I'm not an officer, which I'm very relieved at. Basin Ops, drill is planned for April 19th and 20th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. It was structured that way last year, and despite it being during the week, we're the biggest participant in there other than the Forest Service. Anyway, that's a good drill for us. Fire season, so it's kind of maybe some stuff to discuss as opposed to my just reading. It's going to start much earlier than it has in the last few years. I think everyone knows that they ceased doing prescribed burns on our side of the mountain here as opposed to the east side being, on the Verde side, because they were seeing fire behavior that they don't see in the winter. More like summer fire behavior. The stuff they're burning on the ground, this is significant, large diameter stuff burning all the way to ash. That doesn't happen in the winter, and it happened. So they ceased burning operations over here. That was related to the smoke investigation that we went on. They had some pile burning on the other side of Spruce, and smoke was drifting over here. So depending on the timing of the newsletter, and that's something I guess I need to know, or I'm asking to know. It may make sense to not wait for my scare the heck out of them type of letter and do that via email now as opposed to, waiting until April. The fire season might start in March.
Right. But you could also include that in a newsletter also as a repeat. I mean, multiple
times
are fine.
Sure. Control V, and that's done. But,
right.
In terms of being out in front of it.
Right.
That makes sense. Unless we're have the plan to have a newsletter out in the middle of March.
Won't happen.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right on.
Okay. And then the other thing, and this isn't necessarily a budget item because of the low expense. I talked to Bill about this. Last summer, my wife and I took a trip up to Washington State, and one of the towns we were in, they had these little tiny, kind of along the lines of, but a little smaller, for sale signs, like realtor signs, or political signs, little tiny signs that just said fire ban.
Mm-hmm.
We found them on the internet with the flimsy metal frame, which may not be useful here for our dirt, but they're like, give or take, they're $2 a sign, or $2.25, and it's that's for 100 of them.
Right.
So it's a low dollar cost, it's below my threshold, with permission. Mm-hmm. I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is unless anyone thinks it's a terrible idea, I would go ahead and get those made and maybe take input on what they should say. Right. You know, it's fire ban is what I think they said mm-hmm. up in Washington. If there's something, there's, you know, can't be a novel on this little sign, but if there's input on what it should say.
Right.
And then related to this, I don't know who's done these before, but maybe we should get, just like that green thank you firefighter sign, maybe we should get some sort of either red on white or you know, white on red fire ban sign for the bulletin board here to post.
Right.
That, again, these are low dollar things,
right.
But in terms of conceptually, I guess I'm looking for input if anyone has any.
Right.
And if not, maybe anyone who ordered that green sign, that green banner, and maybe we circle around to them.
Personally, I like the idea, if I may interject.
Sure.
Go ahead. Okay. I like the idea of the fire ban sign.
Okay.
And to me, I would put them, I'll even buy some if you want. And I'll get with the neighbors up on Big Bug, because and we can post them on private property.
Right.
Private property is, you know, intermingles with Forest Service land. We get so many people up there in the summer. I pick up cigarette butts in the road in front of my house all summer long. Okay, and it just scares the hell out of me. We get people up there that are flatlanders, have never been up in the forest, and they don't know what they're doing. The more we can post things like that, say, hey, you know, it means what it says.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Okay. All right, so I'll order some. If anyone has input beyond fire ban, that is, you know, two or three words, I think, is
right.
Ideal, and there's something that's more effective than fire ban. You know.
Fire starters will be shot.
Well, no. Okay. All right, so this is the issue we ran into when we had, like, red flag warning. People would see the little horse that said red flag warning. No one knew what it meant.
Right, right.
All they knew is there was a red flag warning.
Right.
Stay away from red flags. In this case, it says fire ban. It should at least at the bottom say walkerfire.org or something for them to go for more information.
Okay.
Or fire ban, no open fires. I mean, people. Still, I would like to see them diverted to the website where they can see, it'll say, okay, no campfires, even on your own personal property. Because fire ban, for some people, might think, well, you can't go out in the forest and have a campfire.
No fires?
No fires. So, again.
Maybe.
So, yeah. So this is exactly your point.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you're driving, you see a sign, you know, or how much
right.
can you take in
right.
while you're whizzing by, or
right.
Maybe guilty of this. A few miles over the speed limit.
Sure. Unless Terry's in front of you.
But if you have
yeah.
several of them.
Yeah. No open fires.
Okay.
Unless they would allow you to have, just I'm spitballing this, unless they would allow you to have, if you purchase 100, if it could say fire ban and then 100 feet later, no open fires on another sign.
Well, that would be $550 instead of
$200. No, I'm asking if they would let you do 50 of one and 50 of another, we could.
They'll ask the same question.
Yeah.
I think you lose the economy of scale.
Yeah, I understand.
You can get 50 and 50.
Yeah.
50 signs is the same.
No, I'm with you. It would be an interesting
okay.
question to ask them, but.
All right, so to have two different signs, but I think that you have the multiple number of signs. Okay.
Probably,
I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
From a budget standpoint, certainly, Roger, you've got plenty of funds available here to date. I mean, if you want to go even $500, it's not an issue. If you want to get $200,
okay.
Yeah, and then you get permission and put them on trees rather than have to necessarily put
right.
the metals in the ground. Because you're not going to get those flimsy stands in the ground
right.
at very few places
you
around
need
here.
To pound a stake in
yeah.
the metal first.
Okay, the sign out here is a good idea, I think, too. I'd ask you about the fire wheel. I am getting inquiries about the fire wheel from a member of my family who says, why don't we have a fire wheel? Do we buy that independently, or does the Forest Service put those up? And that's probably, in my view, something we could put on where the wall is right next to the board we have.
Uh-huh.
We could actually put a fire wheel right there. Just actually make a.
So it would have nothing to do with the Forest Service if we did something like that. We
okay.
certainly could.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably plenty of people who, you know their way around woodworking sort of things that could make a fire wheel.
You know what we're talking about.
Okay. some reason I can't help but to look at Terry.
But you know what we're talking about, right? That half circle.
Yeah.
With all of
them. Moderate, high.
With a needle that goes straight.
Yeah, with a needle. And they may be commercially available relatively inexpensive.
Just have the needle.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things involved. If you know, once the rainy season starts, you can put these out. I think you can probably use your firefighters and give them an idea of where to go. Anyway, they need to get used to the community so they can go around and set those things up. If you don't mind doing that, and I think you can just put them on the trees, and then you have to take them down too. So, you know, we want to put them in a way that they can be reused again the next year. So, you don't have to, I don't know how sturdy they are. The stuff that we have out here now, these plastic signs, they're pretty sturdy, right? The whatever that stuff that they print
on. Like corrugated plastic of some sort or.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, so it's in your camp, do what you want to do. Are you okay about that? We'll figure out what to do about the firewheel and try to get that up too, if that's okay. Right?
And I would just find out, and I've looked into these signs for Walker Day before, find out what the millimeter of the gauge of the metal is. And I think we even talked about this once. Some that they have are really flimsy,
yeah,
and others twice the amount of steel.
Yeah,
they're just gives you a fighting chance to get it in the ground and have it not just blow over.
Yeah, they're $4.50 a piece.
Right. They can be pricey,
yeah,
but if you
yeah
buy a lot, they're not.
Yeah, but you know, we have trees. You have screws. You know, screw guns.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you just attach
yeah
it to a tree.
Yeah.
Right.
Drive a nail at an angle at the top,
yeah,
a nail at an angle at the bottom at the opposite direction. And the end of fire season, you straighten the nails out, pull the sign off.
Well, and that's the other side of this piece is when you put these up and it says fire ban, no open fires, there's going to be a time when there isn't a fire ban and somebody has to take them all down.
Yeah, that's what we just, yeah.
Right, right. But, I mean, even knowing where they are is important. It's
well,
like when I put up big signs.
Where you're going to do it.
Right, right.
Well, I mean,
all right.
I guess I would set the expectation there's going to be a learning curve to it.
Sure, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay, so
right,
we're in the weeds. We don't need to worry about it. I think it'll work. Just get it started. Get it
yeah
done. Okay. Okay, a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I'd like to make a motion to accept it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee reports. I'm going to wait for you for a minute.
Sure.
Firewise, are we going to be able to do it?
I'm waiting on the word that it will be on the agenda for the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors. They have to approve the expenditure.
And when are they going to meet?
Well, they meet every 2 weeks, once in Prescott, then the next 2 weeks they meet over in Cottonwood. They said they would let me know where it's going to be on the agenda.
Okay.
Last year, five supervisors voted, one voted against it. So I hope we get all five to vote in favor of it this time.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to conflict with the fire season. People needing to use their chainsaws are probably going to be prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this.
Mm.
That's going to be counterproductive.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
That's not quite right. A modern chainsaw has a spark arrestor.
There you are. Okay.
And a spark arrestor is, you know, they've got something from the 70s that weighs 40 pounds. Yeah, they're going to be out of luck. But my understanding.
You also have the possibility of the chain.
Chain spark.
Yeah.
That's the other
yeah
side of it, yeah. Right, right.
Well,
this can also be part of our community education, though, is, I mean, I carry my little fire extinguisher or a big water bottle when I go out and cut firewood. Again, I know that a spark can cause trouble. Just letting people know it's a good idea to have a fire extinguisher when you're cutting wood is maybe something they never even thought of. So we put that out in our community announcement, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the wording in the county is spark arrestor.
Right, right.
Okay, so... it's still possible. We're still on board for doing this. We have to have it done by May, right? By the end of May.
By the end of May.
Yeah. And it could be pretty hot by the end of May.
Yeah, we'll probably have a cleanup before May 5th, too. So we have parking for the summer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking maybe just have it a shorter season and do it like in April instead of March because we're already...
No, you
got to
get the grant first.
That's
going
to depend on the county.
Yeah, right.
They're willing to do it for us.
Okay, so we're still in limbo, and because we have to be able to get it out. You know, people have to know that we're doing it because they seem to learn quick when it's
happening.
They start
counting on it.
Yeah. Never have a. It seems like it keeps growing. We keep thinking that the fuel is going to be gone eventually, and people keep bringing more.
Yeah.
Well, last year was an exception because we had that blowdown at the 1st of March.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. And some of that's still up there. Okay. Walker Day.
So we determined today that we will do a Walker Day. I'm looking for a lot more hats to take on big pieces of the Walker Day. There's about 5 or 6 big chunks of Walker Day, big red sale, big red sale. We've got the food, we've got kids game, we've got the cake walk, we've got silent auction inside, we've got setup of this whole thing. And last year we had such a huge turnout for Walker Day. We had firefighters out there directing traffic. I mean, it became huge. In fact, we've been doing shuttling now because some of the remote parking spots are so far away that Ed's wife was shuttling people. Bob.
Oh, Starwalt.
They were actually literally shuttling people from faraway spots to Walker Day, which was fun though. You know, some of these kids have never been in a quad, and it was like it just added another dimension to Walker Day, so that was fun. But coordinating all of these pieces is a lot. And
they're putting kids in these quads with no helmets.
That's what we do, because we love the danger.
No. My wife had helmets.
Oh, okay.
Really?
No, in our ATV, we had 4 helmets.
Okay.
And we put helmets
good.
On.
Right.
The kids for,
again, this is the learning curve. I guess we should probably be doing that.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not safe.
Right. Right. So, ideally, I'm going to recruit 4 or 5 people that would be willing to really step up and take charge of these big chunks. And then, if they will stay on, I can continue to oversee and chair the committee for the chair Walker Day.
Okay.
But
and you're going to make ads. You're going to put an email out. You're going to put
some
emails out.
Right.
And back to your email. Sorry, I'm going to go through. Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Your email. I don't think we can send enough emails to warn people about the fire danger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think if they get tired and they start screaming, stop. Forget about it. Just keep sending them, because there's always somebody that doesn't read it, and you just can't.
And then what I'm alluding to is, as you're saying, it's going to be a pretty tough fire season. For instance, if you're chainsawing, have a fire extinguisher handy. Something that simple. The other thing that, Terry, did you ever produce those cards, like, if you've got neighbors over, or people
Joyce put them out.
Okay.
Yeah, the magnets.
The magnets?
Yeah. They're in here. They're in the back room.
Right. We should start giving those out. Handing those out at pancake breakfast or something like that. We don't sell them. We give them out, correct?
Okay. We've been selling them, but we have to recoup the cost of it.
Right.
We can give them away.
Okay.
I think it's important that we give them away.
Just get that word out there.
Yeah.
You've got emergency route.
Yeah.
Emergency route, and it's the do's and don'ts of living in the forest.
Right. Great idea, but again, we need to just make sure we're getting it out there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're still on elections. We just talked about that a little bit.
Okay, elections. We've got potentially two guys that would like to help out on the board. We need one more, and I will make sure. Obviously, I'll put out a notice. I'll do that message just saying we need two more people to step up that would be willing to be board members for this new upcoming board. And then also, I don't know if this is the right time or not, but either September 2nd or September 29th is going to be Firefighter Appreciation Day, and maybe I've never done this before, but is it a can of worms that I'm opening to ask the community if they would prefer?
No.
Okay. All right. So we'll just decide.
Yeah.
And we talked about this in the executive session earlier, but we had a huge turnout at Firefighter Day last year, but it was actually on the Labor Day weekend. And we did it on Sunday, and it was really a great event. And it's even a little bit warmer and a little bit lighter than it is when we used to do it in October. So I think we might kind of lean in that same direction once again.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, we've already talked about the fire season and the new business. Is there anything to add to what we were talking about? We're going to do the signs. We're going to do the fire wheel.
Yeah.
Going to figure out.
One way to do is keep track of the signs to see if we can get
put a GPS
people to come and take them.
Yeah.
Residents.
Hey, there you
come get a sign.
Okay. Yeah,
and put it out
on your house.
Okay, I'm
ready. Hey, come bring your sign back.
Right. Or put it in your garage, because we're probably going to ask you to put it out again. Then you can send out an email. If you're holding a sign, this is the time to put it back out.
Yeah.
Right.
And we can make sure we got them on the roadways.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Talk about the newsletter. I don't think we can get it done in March.
If at the bottom of the sign they would allow you to put walkerfire.org. Great.
Branded.
Great touch.
We need to do more branding. We need to,
we
need to be more conscious of branding, get the website going.
Right. And then they go to the website, and then Chris, we coordinate with Chris, and he says, he's got a little button right there. Fire ban, you click on it, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Spring newsletter, we'll try to get it in April for sure, the first part of April. So now's the time to start. You're pretty quick with yours. Did we skip the budget? We did. Sorry. Back up to old business.
It's old business budget.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. You had mentioned it earlier. You're in the process of trying to give us some kind of a draft, which is really something we haven't done before, is to have the budget kind of finished before the new board comes on board.
Mm-hmm.
And
for March.
And I think Bill's, that was Bill Karosh's input, why don't we have a budget before the end of the year? So maybe we can get it done. All right. Yeah, but you two guys are basically the budget people. So, the budget's usually based on kind of historical information. And so you almost have to have the end of the year stuff because there's something might pop up. Like we had the rescue vehicle needed to have repairs. But I think if we just factor that in, that the older equipment we need repairs for expenses.
It's a pretty robust figure. I mean, sometimes, most of the time it's less, sometimes it's more, but it's an evolving thing, but it's a pretty robust figure, I think.
Well, yes, and Bud has done a tremendous job monitoring the maintenance.
And actually using a word we're now, preventative, fuel additives that who knew?
Okay. All right. Everyone. So fire season, spring newsletter, like I say, we'll try to get it done. We'll start talking about it now.
My article is, of course, the big article.
Well, yeah. But I'm the guy that has a problem with getting it done on time. So we'll try to get it done in the first of April, but we need to have the names of people who want to run for election. We've not had competitive races for several years now.
Right.
Not that we don't want to have competitive races, but it's...
Right. Well, we've had 10 candidates for one election one year when I think we needed 3 or 4 people. And that was crazy. And now it's hard for us to find enough just to fill
the last two, everybody's been voted in by acclamation.
Right,
there's nobody there.
No competition.
Which might be a good thing.
I think it's a good thing. We have a good board. I think I'm happy with the board, and things are working on pretty well.
If the community is up in arms about something, they're more likely to want to throw candidates on the board. So.
Right.
I think everybody seems okay now.
Okay. Anything else in the business part of the meeting? Everybody have anything? Okay. Community announcements. Anybody announcements? WCAA. Anybody have anything that's coming up?
Yeah, I do. WCAA would like to put additional 2 dates for day use. One would be May 12th for a FireWise presentation. Is that correct? Okay. And the other one would be September 8th, and that would be for our annual meeting and election.
Okay, we'll address these things later after everybody's had. Anybody else? Okay, and then a public forum. Anybody wants to say anything about anything?
I got a crew from
there. Tony wants to talk again.
Mm-hmm. Going back to those the signs that Chief Warren put out and stuff, does Yavapai County ever supply the big light-up billboards? The marquees, the construction light up ones that you could put on Walker Road every several miles or whatever to put, fire ban in effect, no open fires, on one of those. Is that something they would possibly be willing to throw our way when that season hits? Just as another, you all
right.
See those big.
Okay.
They've done it
on 69.
Okay, right. Okay, so. Anything else?
Just get people to not look at the phone.
One thing, drive.
Anything else?
On the slide. On the fire announcement, when sending information out, perhaps mention something to residents that rent the properties out to remind them to let the people that are renting the properties be aware that there's no fire. So we see that, like, the places around us are rented out, and you see all sorts of stuff going on sometimes when you go down there, you can't do that.
Okay. All right.
No fire, it says right on the wall, no fires.
Okay, anything else? Okay, for you, for the new people, what we try to do is we avoid a lot of confusion and back off and crosstalk. Is everybody says what they want to say, and then the board will then answer the questions that you have, okay, or the comments. That just keeps it more orderly. We've been informal here the last couple of months because it's been rocking along pretty well. But if I can answer the WCAA having meetings here, we talked about it. We didn't understand that the one meeting on the 12th was for a FireWise presentation.
Yes.
That was, we didn't understand that that's what it was, if you wanted to do it. Did we know that?
No, I did not know
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that on the 12th, I think, and unless there's some objection to that, I think that that's an important part. We'll make the announcement. We'll make announcements in our newsletter, too, that you're doing that. If that's okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, and that's fine, for the FireWise presentation, and where you have force come, or are you going to have the county, or are you going to do it yourself, or how you going to
have somebody.
Okay. All right.
There'll be a program.
Yeah. You've done this before, right?
Right.
Haven't you been here before?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Well, I know, but okay.
It's part of the requirement for FireWise
right.
is the
education.
An annual FireWise day.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
well, I think
because I've had booths here on many of the
events, yeah.
WFPA events,
mm-hmm.
I've counted those as an official FireWise day.
Okay.
And
this year we're going to have
okay.
a FireWise day and
yeah.
have somebody here to present.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we would like to participate in that.
Yeah.
I mean, we think that it's a great program, and you work your, you do a lot of
right. And it'll be right in the middle of fire season, so,
yeah.
right.
Okay, but as far as the annual meeting for the WCAA, I think that we really don't want to do that. It's a totally different organization. It just hasn't been. It starts to get confusing whether you're WCAA or WFBA. You need to have your own identity. And I think that's the sense of the board. So your annual meeting and that sort of thing, if you can find another place to meet, that would probably be better. Your community events where you have, you have some fundraising here.
Social
things.
Right.
And where you have, just they don't have to be members of it, and it's not a business meeting for you guys. Even that can it leads to confusion. People think that, you're still part of the FBA, FBA. WFBA, but that's okay. We're happy to have you here because the Ice Cream Social historically has been at the Firehouse, the Chili Supper, and you mentioned another one.
Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So, I think those are fine. But if you're going to have an annual meeting, it's probably the best place to have it here.
Okay.
The idea is to try to limit usage and exposure. We turned other people down that wanted to have other functions here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nick Wold wanted to have a coffee gathering monthly, and we thought, that sounds a lot like our pancake breakfast. Bring your friends down to the pancake breakfast and not make firefighters come down here and tear the place apart again and put it back together. And yeah, it gets to be busy, and every time we have a function, there's more exposure. Liability exposure.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Tony. What were you saying? What did you say?
About the light up marquees.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think that he did answer. Somebody mentioned to you. Yes. I don't know if it's the county or if it's the forest. Somebody has a big sign down there.
The county has a finite number of signs, and we can get one put at the where the mile marker was to do. But
yeah.
That's kind of a.
Yeah, it's a tussle with everybody
yeah.
that wants one.
Yeah.
So. How much would it cost to rent one?
I have no idea. Probably more than the little sign. So
Well, yeah. I mean, it, you know, but they're not that expensive. I think that, you know, otherwise those construction projects, right? Okay.
I think it's a good idea to have that sign because people come up to the weekend, they load up the kids, and they go up into the, you know, the ATVs are loaded up, and they come through here, and they got beer and barbecue stuff, and they were running ATVs, and if that sign's there, I think it's another
product. You can buy one for about $5,000.
There you go. So, anyway, I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Or build a marquee here.
We'll see if it's feasible, yeah. Right.
Well, usually emergency county emergency management.
Yeah.
Make sure those signs are up.
But like Roger says, there's a limited number of those, mm-hmm. and there's people.
Yeah. You know,
but they've been pretty good about putting it by Lynx Lake.
They usually put one up right on the county line at on Walker Road.
Okay.
I don't know if you know it or not, but our emergency manager has resigned, and they haven't appointed a new one. As I know.
I didn't know. Didn't know the first
Danny
one.
Paul, he's been a good manager.
I think one of the confusing points talking about fire ban is that people really still feel like if it's their own private property, they can do what they want. And the question is that true? It's not, right. So I think that's also something that should be on the newsletter and also anything you send out is to just clear it up and say, hey, this means no fires. It's your house. We get that. Even with a charged hose next to your outside fire pit, it's still too dangerous. Those embers go everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
And the roots. And the rental properties is a good point.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that have
vacation rentals.
Vacation
like
rentals
that.
And right. Airbnbs. Some of these people have Airbnbs.
Right.
You've got to educate, huh?
Stop it, Dick.
He has an Airbnb.
I didn't know that.
Well, sorry.
Walker, you
tell your friends.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else from the board, Ed? Terry,
did you have anything you wanted to add?
Okay.
All right.
John?
I'm happy, that's all.
Okay.
That's right. We got 1 minute.
Okay, you got
1 minute.
Okay.
Who's coming?
Have a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion.
Second. Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
All right. What it means? All right.
All right.
Yeah. Bill,
all right.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Fire wheel. Thank you,
Lauren.
About
the fire wheel.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, you're looking at low, moderate, high, and extreme.
Thanks, Jim.
Fire danger.
Clyde, how are you?
Let's take a look at what that looks like on the
pretty casual, right?
Yeah. Right.
It has not been in the past.
Any capacity is great. I think we have 25
I know.
You know, it's nice to have that much depth. I mean, it's great.
Oh, hello.
Here and walk.